This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic today is a topic that I've actually touched on in another show, but today I have a very special guest that is going to be sharing a lot of information. That topic is the many faces of inflammation. Is it eating you, or are you eating it? When I met her, and I'm going to tell you the story about how I met her in a moment, but when I met her, And we started talking. I thought, oh my gosh, sign me up. I need to know everything that's going on. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about inflammation. My special guest is Samantha Grant. She's a certified nutritionist. And also she's written some recipes for a brand new book that's called The Fatigue Solution, Increasing Your Energy in 8 Easy Steps. Now, on top of Samantha sharing all of her knowledge with us as far as inflammation, it really is what I call an epidemic problem that we're dealing with right now. And as a medical intuitive, I see so much of the illnesses and the breakdowns in the body and the degenerative aspects of what we're dealing with in the body that's directly tied to inflammation. So I'm very excited to hear what she has to say. But Samantha and I are going to also be taking your calls and answering your questions. So if you have a question for us today about inflammation or something that you want to personally know what you can do from a food standpoint, that's really Samantha's expertise. And then also if you have a question about your health, both of us are going to be more than happy to share our knowledge with you. So you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good, U.S. and Canadian callers, and then also international callers. I've had callers from South America and Singapore and Australia and all over. So for international callers, just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I also would like to invite you to my March 22nd, 2012 teleclass. It's called Your Health Teleclass. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, that's March 22nd, and the topic is burnout. And one of the things that I'm going to be sharing with burnout is there has been a lot written about it. It seems to be on top of people's mind, and I think it's funny when I'm talking about burnout, I'm really talking about, you know, in many ways, inflammation. Samantha will jump in on that part of it. But really what I'm finding in the burnout is I'm really looking at the research of it and certainly have experienced it myself and coming out of it myself with all of my endless to-do list and everything else I want to accomplish. What I found is that the burnout that I'm going to be sharing and talking about is really the burnout that really causes a psyche and psychic depletion, psychic meaning the energetic depletion, and how that psychological and energetic depletion actually impacts the physical body. And in the shift of consciousness that we're experiencing right now, on top of our daily task, we have so much that's being asked of our energetic body to be able to adapt and adjust, and our psyche, that human fragile part of us emotionally, to be able to cope and adjust. And so I'm finding that in this process where we are with all the things that are going on, that I'm seeing an uprising of burnout. But again, it's a very, very different burnout. So if you're really thinking, maybe you even have burnout. In fact, one of the things I'm going to be sharing in the teleclass itself is there's actually 13 different stages of burnout. And aware that, you know, I've been overdoing an endless task list and blah, 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 and all the things that I do. But what I realized is I didn't think I was as deeply into the burnout process as I was, and 13 steps. And as I was going through and doing the research and starting the writing of this information for this teleclass, lo and behold, I found that I was in the 10th step of these 13. And then that started making sense about why I just felt so numb and why I felt like I just couldn't get engaged. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I need a major intervention. And so I'm going to be sharing some of the things that we can do that really don't cost a lot, they don't take a lot of time, that we can do to really be able to pull ourselves out of that burnout syndrome, that process, and then to be able to restore balance and a sense of joy and purposefulness in our life, which is exactly why our soul came onto this earth. So if you think that you might be suffering from burnout, or maybe you have a friend or a loved one that you're seeing the behavior that's associated with burnout, then what we'll do is I encourage you, join me for this free Your Health teleclass. It is free when you listen live. You can find out more information about it and also register for it on my website at www.ritberger.com. And again, that is on Thursday, March 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Well, I alluded a little bit when I first started the show about how I met Samantha. I was down at, I was invited to go to Louise Hay's birthday party, celebrating her 85th year of gracing this earth. Louise, a wonderful friend of mine, had invited a lot of us who have just helped her through doing her work and her helping us by offering Hay House and all of her listeners and all of her reading audience. And so we were at the birthday party, my husband and I, and we were walking around, and this tall, beautiful, vivacious, and I'm saying this not because she's on the line, but I'm saying this because she just literally radiated good health and a sense of confidence in who she was, and it actually, in being able to see the auras, it intrigued me. And you know, the way synchronicity works is that lo and behold, we started talking, she started telling me about herself, and I thought, oh my gosh, all of us, myself included, and my listeners could really benefit from what she has to say. So I invited her to come on the show. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Throughout her successful career, Samantha, she also refers to herself as Sam, has helped thousands of people on their path to wellness. She specializes in hormonal balancing, correcting metabolism irregularities, and weight loss. Woohoo! Love it. Highly in demand for her knowledge in multiple disciplines of health, Samantha actually inspires others by giving keynote presentations, workshops, and she actually was a guest. I went and looked at her videos, so I'm going to have her tell us more about that later on the show, because she was her work was showcased on the show The Doctors. She's been featured in Salon City Magazine, Red Magazine, and is a popular contributor to MyLALifestyle.com and EvolvingWell.com. She works with A-list celebrities, heads of state, VIPs in numerous industries, and everyone in between and everything in between. Samantha is trained and continues to work with renowned medical doctors, and then also working with experts worldwide. Her extensive nutritional training, along with graduate studies in homeopathic medicine, allows her the ability to access the client's issues in a wide range of holistic manner. I want to stop now and take a deep breath and also say I've had the experience when I've been dialoguing with her via emails and getting to know her better that she really does bring multiple modalities to how she really approaches working with someone. And then also has all these different modalities that she can actually use. She specializes in working with vitamins and minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, homeopathic remedies, Bach flowers, as well as she integrates, I love that part of it, both Western Chinese and Ayurvedic herbs. As I mentioned, she's the creator of a menu plan. I'm curious about this one myself, of a book, The Fatigue Solution, Increasing Your Energy in 8 Easy Steps. She is a native of North Carolina, so I do have a couple of North Carolina callers that are coming on right now. And so she's extensive education. I could go on and on and on about her. I love what she does. I love her work. So, Samantha, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Carol. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I did. I watched your video on The Doctors, and so I'm going to have you tell at the end of the show, as we get toward the end of the show, some of the things that how they can see this video. But, you know, I have found as a medical intuitive, Samantha, that really inflammation, when I'm doing readings on people's body, I'm really finding that inflammation seems to be pervasive, whether it's in just a mild form of inflammation or it feels like I've just got this chronic issue that keeps coming up and up again. And I'm asked all the time, what is inflammation? But would you help us understand what it really is?
Yes. There's two kinds. There's acute inflammation, which is actually good for us. It helps us when we have an injury when a virus, a bacteria, or a toxin enters our system, acute inflammatory response actually rushes to the scene of injury to heal us and protect us from further damage. So that's a positive thing, and we need that to survive. What happens is the switch gets stuck, and we end up in a chronic inflammation because we're constantly bombarding our bodies with toxins and chemicals, mostly from our foods, that our body just isn't equipped to process with on a daily basis. It's kind of like sandpaper on your skin. You know, you could take a couple of passes with the sandpaper, and it wouldn't be a big deal. It would heal. It would take a few hours, but you'd see the healing process start. But imagine doing that on your skin consistently for 5 years, what that would do to your skin. That is what happens on the inside of our bodies, particularly in our arteries and vessels when we're talking about things like heart disease and cholesterol issues. That is exactly the imagery of sandpaper on your blood vessels. So it's that chronic inflammation that we really want to address. And the CDC actually came out with this last year, that seven of the top, the leading causes of death are related to chronic low-level inflammation. So things like heart disease, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and nephritis are all related to chronic low-level inflammation.
You know, I love the fact that you really said, you know, when we were talking, is that if you suffer from any of the itis illnesses or disorders in the body, and what is that? That's arthritis,
dermatitis, bursitis, sinusitis, nephritis, which we just spoke of, any of those itises, some of them we feel, like we can feel the arthritis. Some of it we don't feel, which is what happens inside the body and inside the blood vessels. And those are the silent killers, as I call them. And those are, you know, especially the digestive system, because that is where our immune system is really active. Most people don't think about it that way, but the bulk of our immune system happens in our gut. Our gut's main job, other than digestion, is to protect us against these invaders. And so it all starts with the gut. And if we're constantly putting in inflammatory foods like the omega-6 fatty acids, which consist of soy oil, corn oil, safflower oil, all of those oils, I guarantee if you look at, you can go down any aisle in any major grocery store, you pick up a box, it's going to have one of those damaged fats in that box. When you're constantly overwhelming your gut with those inflammatory substances, we can't keep up. And so disease manifests in that way. So my philosophy is always starting with the gut. You have to clean the gut, and you also have to know what's inflaming your gut and start there. That's really where it starts, because then the whole system will be affected by what is happening in your gut.
Well, you know, and I find as a medical intuitive and supporting what you say is that gut, as we talk about it, you know, with candida, and then it can go systemic, and then headaches, and there's so many other things that we don't really associate with what goes on in our gut. You mentioned something I found really, really interesting from the standpoint of the different oils, because there was a point in time where we were really being encouraged to do corn oil because it was really much better than doing some of the oils that had all the different hydrogenated fats and stuff in it. And then the safflower oil was another thing. And then I just, was it safflower, I think you said, that now we need to watch out for?
Absolutely. Safflower, even grapeseed oil, sunflower oil, corn is a huge problem, soybean, sesame. It's really a lot of the plant oils. So if we think about that, you're exactly right. Years ago, we were encouraged because of the cholesterol myth, as I like to call it, to eat fake fat. I mean, margarine, hello, you know, margarine was huge. It was a huge market. It was a huge push to stay away from animal fats, when the reality is that animal fats are very low in omega-6 and those inflammatory chemicals. So things like butter, you know, real fats, things that our grandparents and our great-grandparents used to cook with, lard, those are not inflammatory. And the traditional medical society, unfortunately, has vilified these foods that are actually very healing to our bodies. One of my favorite oils to cook with, heating, is ghee, G-H-E-E. It's used a lot in Indian cooking. And it is a clarified butter, which means it has been cooked so that all the milk and strained so that all the milk proteins are cooked out of it, because I personally have a sensitivity to milk protein. But I can use ghee, and it's amazing. It doesn't damage it to heat it, unlike some of the plant oils. Olive oil, for instance, wonderful oil, but not for cooking. We don't want to cook with olive oil. We can cook our food and then add the oil after, or use it in your salad dressings and sauces, but really minimally heating olive oil. Ghee is great. The other great oil for cooking, and also that's powerful anti-inflammatory, wonderful fat burner, and heals the thyroid, is coconut oil, one of my favorite oils to cook with. So these are the typical oils that we've been told for years to avoid. And as we have, as a society, switched to more plant-based oils, the incidence of heart disease and stroke and these cardiovascular instances have gone through the roof. So it's not helping anything. We really need to go back to unprocessed, as eating as close to the earth as possible. You probably know there's the study that just came out from Harvard about red meat increases disease. So a very flawed study. I have commentary about it on my Facebook page. That it isn't the red meat that is the problem. It is what they are feeding the animals, because
exactly.
They are feeding them. Yeah, they're feeding them these high omega-6 diets. Corn, soy. Cows are not made to eat corn and soy, and neither are we, by the way. They're made to eat grass.
As close to the earth as possible.
Right, yeah, that's as close as you can get, right?
I haven't seen a feel of soy with a whole bunch of cows in it.
No, they will not eat it. They will not. I grew up in North Carolina. My dad farmed soybeans. Nothing eats soybeans. I mean, you don't even have to spray it. No animal wants to eat a soybean because it is toxic. It's toxic to us. It's toxic to them. But it's cheap. And it's plentiful, and that's what they feed the animal. So then what happens is we're eating the animal, so then our omega-6 and our inflammatory response is on alert again, all over again, whereas the grass-fed beef has a beautiful profile of omega-3s and something called conjugated linoleic acid, wonderful fatty acid for our system. So we've gotten away from that. I think we think sometimes we're too smart for our own good, like, cows don't need to eat grass. We're going to feed them corn and soy and
right.
Get them fatter and make more meat. But just like you and I could, we could survive on Snickers bars. Not great, but we could survive on it. Same way with cattle eating corn and soy. They can survive, but it's not optimal. And that's really my message, is eating real food, staying away from white flour, sugar, all processed grains. I mean, all grains are processed. So we don't walk into the field of wheat and start eating it. You know, there's a process.
Well, you know,
long process. Yeah.
And I was thinking also, you know, when I was hearing you talk about butter and lard, and I was thinking about my grandmother, and I even was blessed enough to have my great-grandmother to get to know her. And, you know, the things that they were dealing with, I can remember, you know, as I've gone back, that I can remember as a child, the things they were dealing with around their health didn't have anything to do with what we're dealing with this day and age. And I can remember my grandmother and even my mother using butter. And then, of course, I got into this part where you need to be careful and everything. But, you know, I've found since I've gone back to butter is it doesn't take as much even to give you the flavor and somehow the satisfaction that your body needs. So some of the things you're talking about, they really fill that need that we have, and then they're good for the body also, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, fat is our friend. For years, fat's been vilified, but it is exactly what you just said. It takes very little of it, and you feel satisfied. The problem has come in with the processing of the food, and because of that, the abundance, and I keep going to corn and soy, but we're going to throw wheat in there also. I mean, pretty much anything in the grocery store is going to have one of those ingredients in some variation, corn, soy, or wheat. And what happens is over time is that we're bombarded with those foods constantly, that it damages our gut and produces inflammation in the gut. Mm-hmm. So when I work with people that come to me with the diagnosis of IBS, that's a very popular diagnosis to give simply when the doctor, I think, doesn't know what's wrong.
I actually agree with you on that one.
It's like, oh, a bunch of symptoms. Oh, it's IBS.
You know, anything I can't figure out. Yeah. And, you know, I found that with fibromyalgia also is that it became kind of a designer diagnosis from the standpoint, oh, you have aches and pains. Well, it's not arthritis. It's fibromyalgia. So.
Right. It's kind of like the calling card, at least here in Los Angeles. Sometimes when you meet people, it's like, oh, I have fibromyalgia. I mean, it's such a, where, you know, 15 years ago, I'd never heard that word, and suddenly everyone I know has it. It's like, wow, okay.
Well, in the olden days, we called it rheumatitis. Another titus.
My rheumatism. Yeah.
It's a rheumatism. It's that titus part that you talked about.
Yeah, exactly. So when I see, like, an IBS situation, I mean, and you see it, too, in your line of work, we see it in different ways. But, you know, it's always pain and inflammation is associated with that particular syndrome. And, again, it goes to the gut. Colitis, ulcerative colitis. I have so many patients with ulcerative colitis. And what happens is the doctor will sometimes run a test, you know, a simple blood test. They do a profile, and they're like, oh, you're not allergic to wheat. Or they'll say, you're not celiac, so you're fine with wheat.
Exactly.
Which is not accurate. Some doctors, like the doctor I work with, Dr. Queenar, who did the book, The Fatigue Solution, she's more open-minded, and that's why we work together, because we can bring our two disciplines together and work in a cohesive way to heal patients.
Right.
And she recognizes that you don't have to have a celiac diagnosis to be gluten sensitive. So I do a lot of food sensitivity testing in my practice through blood tests to identify these inflammatory foods, because we can't do it on our own. Trust me. If you try to identify what food is inflammatory to you by simply not eating it for a couple of weeks, I mean, it's a valiant effort, but it's mm-hmm. not going to give you the answer, because it could be something like eggs. I mean, it could be corn. It could be the corn oil that's in your favorite protein bar that you're eating. I mean, it's so under the radar. And so that's
exactly.
What I like to do is shed light on it and say, okay, we know these foods that you're reacting to that are causing this inflammation in your gut. Let's start by eliminating these. And then we'll do some other, you know, gut rebuilding. Like you had mentioned, candida, that's a problem I see consistently. And that's simply overdoing sugar and refined flour products in our diet will lead to candida. Also, women that take hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills, antibiotics, all increase our risk for candida, which will lead to leaky gut syndrome, which is basically what IBS really is leaky gut syndrome, and these reaction and these inflammatory responses to these food proteins that we're having on a daily basis, because it's in our food supply.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to continue on and on, but let's jump in. You want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay, good. Hi, Margo from California. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, lady.
Hi. Nice of you to call.
Oh, thank you. Carol, I've talked to you before. Yeah.
I touched your energy, honey. It's like, I know her. She's back.
I had talked to you about my back from a car accident, but I've been having trouble with my left knee.
Okay.
I fell, and I just wanted to make sure that, like...
You jarred your back again, so that's part of the thing. So why don't you focus? I'm going to jump in, and then, Sam, I'm picking up some inflammation, which is natural when we have any kind of injury. But I'm picking up some other things, so we'll kind of join in. But, Margo, one of the things you feel like, honey, is when you jarred your knee, you jarred your back and your sacroiliac joint, again, the pelvic floor, and you pulled some muscles there. Are you finding that your knee isn't coming back as quickly as you thought it would?
No, it's been a couple months.
Yeah. What you might want to do is first thing that popped in, your body said to me, ask her to do Kegels. Do you remember what Kegels are?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's asking, your body is saying, tell her to do Kegels and see if we can strengthen very gently, but strengthen that pelvic floor. And what that'll do is it will help release a lot of the tension in the muscles that I'm getting that are tied to lumbar 4, 5, S1, S2 in your back. And if we can loosen those muscles, it's going to give you some flexibility in that pelvic girdle, in the sacroiliac joint. That's going to help align you. It's going to start balancing you skeletally, and it'll start taking some of the pressure that's on the knee that's being pulled because you're not stabilized in that pelvic area. One of the things, Sam, I'm picking up, and it's natural since we're talking about inflammation, that anytime we have an injury, whether it's a fall or we hit our elbow or whatever it may be, we get inflammation. But one of the things that I'm picking up also with Margot is that this is the inflammation feels like it's like that Ever Ready Bunny. It never stops.
Yeah.
Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that until you're healed that you cut out some of those highly inflammatory foods. And dairy being a big one. And products.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the second one?
Gluten. So
gluten.
Protein, yeah, that's found in wheat.
Oh, okay.
It's also in a little acronym I used to help me. I learned this from Dr. Joe Mercola, who I adore, is brows. So like eyebrows, so B for barley, R for rye, O for oats, W for wheat, and S for spelt. Those are all your gluten-containing grains.
Oh.
So those two I would avoid. And then if you're not taking an omega-3 fish oil, I would highly recommend that you take that somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 milligrams a day with meals. That's a great anti-inflammatory. And also drinking green tea. Green tea is wonderful for our metabolism, but it also has a lot of potent flavonoids that fight inflammation.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I've been wanting to take the omega-3s. I used to take it, but then, you know, from financial standpoint, I've had to cut back. So, but I think
you could also just eat some wild salmon 2 to 3 times a week. That would give you a nice dose of omega-3s as well.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to get the omega-3s somehow fit it into my budget. So.
Yeah,
well, but you don't see that like I teared a ligament in my knee or anything.
No, honey, I don't.
Oh, good. Okay.
What I've got is when I'm touching you, all I've got is I've got a knee that what happened is the knee twisted, even though you fell, it twisted outward. It took your ankle, twisted it inward. And so we've kind of got one part of your ankle's going one direction, your knee's going the other, and it's pulling, on that muscle in the pelvic girdle area. One of the things I was listening to what Sam said that very good for you, Margot, but I was also listening to it for a lot of us, including myself and the rest of the listeners, is that when we have something that it's something we should be thinking about all the time as far as inflammation, but especially when we have something that's a chronic aches or pains, or we actually have an injury of some kind, whether it's pulling muscles or whatever, that probably even is more important for us to jump in and manage inflammation in any way we can. We know that the body's going to send an inflammatory reaction to an injured area. It's just the way it's designed. But if we could minimize the other potential for inflammation and really give the body a chance to focus on where it needs to instead of running around like a bunch of little screaming memes trying to find everything that's inflamed or everything that may not be right, we probably could do a lot of good in expediting the healing process. If something happened, we really became very mindful of jumping on that inflammation and, you know, like Samantha was saying with the omega-3s and things. So, you know, that was a great tip for you, Margot. But, Samantha, that really was a great tip for all of us. Be mindful of it. Do it on a daily basis, but especially when something happens, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, what I find so fascinating is the area of my body that's hurting my knee is coming from my back and from the pelvic region. So, I mean, it's just so fascinating to me that It's not even. Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much from listening to your show, and I'm so glad you're on Contact Talk Radio and available to us. Wow. I don't think I could properly express, like, how much your work means to me, so...
Well, yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So, well, Marco, honey, I hope that helped.
Ladies,
you know,
thank you. Yes.
You are welcome. The other thing, sweetie, I might say is that I just want to call attention to it, and then Sam and I are going to run off to doing a commercial break. Samantha mentioned wild salmon, and when we come back, I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit more because, I mean, we're close to the earth. We want to be close to everything. Cows are going to eat grass, all the things, but I really think that there's so much controversy and a lot of confusion around wild versus farm raised. So I want you to all please stay tuned. Thanks, Margo, for calling us. Have a wonderful day, honey. Please, all of you, stay tuned. Samantha and I are going to come right back, and we're going to talk more about the inflammatory foods that we eat. She shared a lot of information. And then also foods that we can use to be able to heal our body and to be able to reverse the inflammation. So stay tuned. Samantha and I are going to be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining me. If you are just joining me, today's show, I have a very special guest, Samantha Grant. She's a certified nutritionist, and we're actually discussing inflammation and learning a lot about and discovering a lot about inflammation and the foods that we've been led to believe that are really helpful for the body. She shared in the first segment that we're using a lot of oils, such as safflower and corn oil, which at one point in time was told to be really, really good for the body. And I heard her mention the word lard, L-A-R-D, and I haven't heard that in a long time because most people would absolutely think, you've got to be kidding, I'm not going to eat that. So she's sharing a lot of her knowledge, very, very knowledgeable about how to help the body deal with inflammation, how to be able to reset that metabolism that goes awry for a variety of reasons. And then also part of her specialty is working not only as a certified nutritionist, but hormone balancing, but also being able to help people with weight loss. So she's sharing just a wealth of information. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about not necessarily the foods that create inflammation, but what kind of foods should we be eating? We're also taking your calls. So if you have a call for us about inflammation or about your health, we invite you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S., Canada, and for international callers. I also wanted to let you know that the audio download of my telegathering that I did, the ABCs of Surefire and Lasting Weight Loss with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, is also available for purchase on my website at www.reitberger.com. And there is a try before you buy feature. So if you'd like to know more about what Dr. Susan has to say about weight loss, and, you know, again, comes back to the food in some ways, but very, very different than what Samantha is sharing with us today. But I do encourage you to go and to listen to the little snippet of the audio download of the ABCs of Surefire and Lasting Weight Loss. Again, that's on my website at www.reitberger.com. ritberger.com. Samantha, I'm so excited now to move on to this. But before I do, because I want to be sure we get it, and I'll probably ask you again if we have time, is would you please give people your website and tell them how they can, you know, learn more about you and your work and the services that you provide?
Sure. My website is my name, samfgrant.com, and that F is for Frank, so it's an F. Sometimes it sounds like a different letter, samfgrant.com. And on my site, I have blog entries that I do on different subjects, thyroid disorders, food sensitivities, and I also have, I'm very active on my Facebook page, which you can also get to through my website, and I offer a 21-day detox anti-inflammatory diet that I walk people through to help eliminate some of these causes of inflammation that they aren't aware of, as well as offering, you know, specialized testing that you can't always get through your medical doctor, and it can really pinpoint sources of inflammation in your diet.
You were also featured on The Doctors, weren't you?
I was on The Doctors, and that was a segment on HCG, which is really out there right now in terms of weight loss and using it for, you know, rapid weight loss. And because I have a degree in homeopathy, they wanted me on the show to speak to the homeopathic drops of HCG that are being marketed, which I am not on board with at all. I believe there are benefits from the injection of HCG hormone, but it should only be done under the supervision of an endocrinologist, because it is a hormone. It's a very powerful messenger in the body. But we find that women with, particularly women with hypothyroid disorders, have a very difficult time losing weight. I think, Carol, you and I discussed this when I met you at Louise Hay's party last year. We were discussing hypothyroidism and the effects of different foods on that disorder, as well as the doctors was about, you know, hormone replacement therapy, in particular using HCG for weight loss. So they had me on as an expert to weigh in on that, because I do work with the prescription HCG, and I am a homeopath and do not advocate homeopathic HCG. So it was an interesting point of view to have me on the show.
They can actually see that segment on your site also, can't they?
It is on my site, yes, along with other interviews and articles that I write. A lot of information there for them on my website.
Well, you know, and the fact for all the listeners with hypothyroidism, I'm certainly seeing a lot of it, and it sounds like Samantha is also. And hypothyroidism can actually be just from the changes in the hormones of the body. But also I'm seeing a tremendous amount of Hashimoto's disease that's coming up, which is the inflammation where the immune system's actually attacking the thyroid to the point where that, too, is becoming a problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it is an inflammatory autoimmune disorder. And, you know, the foods that are really damaging to the thyroid, especially when someone has Hashimoto's diagnosis, is what we were speaking of earlier, is gluten. The gluten antibody mimics, actually causes that autoimmune reaction from the thyroid because of the molecular structure of the gluten molecule, as well as dairy and soy. But the biggest problem I see is gluten with Hashimoto's. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Every Hashimoto's patient should be gluten-free because inflammation. Yeah.
Excuse me. I heard you mention rice in the first segment. Is brown rice something that we can eat and digest?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It's one of the easier to digest, but if someone has a true blue gluten sensitivity, meaning we tested them, we see that they have antibodies forming the gluten, rice actually has some of the gliadin protein, which is another part of the gluten protein.
Interesting.
So sometimes if I put people on a gluten-free diet that have been tested and we're still having brown rice, sometimes I have to take them off all grain because of the cross-contamination. And, of course, the other thing in the news right now are the GMO crops, the genetically modified organisms. We don't know, particularly with soy and corn, almost I think it's 99%, if I dare, all of the soy in this country is genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be gluten proteins in there. We just don't know what's in our food supply. And so a lot of times with Hashimoto's and severe inflammatory disorders like colitis and IBS,
I take all the grains out of the diet, but brown rice and quinoa are the two that I would add back in gradually if people absolutely had to have that. I don't think we have to have grains. I think we get our vitamins and fiber and nutrients from all the wonderful selection of gluten-free vegetables
exactly
that we have available. Yeah, broccoli's gluten-free, so...
You know, and the other thing is we live in a wonderful state in California, and I know even, you know, sorry for all my Minnesota listeners and everything that seem to freeze in the winter and everything, but we have so much, we have so many fruits and vegetables that are available to us and that we can get that stuff, and I've done a lot of work in Minnesota, and even in the winter we can find really good broccoli, so there you go.
Right, broccoli's everywhere. Yeah, it's not exotic. It's, pretty much everywhere. And,
now you...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop you, but I was going to say, and then please finish that. You also wrote the recipes for this new book, The Fatigue Solution, Increasing Your Energy in 8 Easy Steps. That book is actually out?
That book comes out tomorrow on the shelves tomorrow. I know that you can order on Amazon. You can also order on Dr. Eva's website, and you can also... read about the work that we do together in Beverly Hills. Yes, that book published by Hay House comes out tomorrow, and those recipes are for the fatigue, which is, you know, you were speaking of that earlier, your burnout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's not an elaborate cookbook. It is something, I'm like the 20, 30 minute cook because we're busy, and I need to prepare something, you know, nutritious, that tastes good, that everyone in the family is going to eat in like 20 to 30 minutes. So that's really the purpose of those recipes is for us that are already burned out. You don't want to spend a lot of time shopping, chopping, prepping, cooking. We just don't have the time or the energy for that. So those recipes are really for those quick meals to get a lot of nutrition in a short amount of time. And on my Facebook page, which is Samantha F. Grant, Certified Nutritionist, I'm constantly posting recipes. I mean, at least every week, maybe 3-4 times a week, I'm posting some delicious recipe that either I came up with or I discovered somewhere else. But, you know, that information is power. And because of our time constraints, as you spoke about earlier, we need it fast. But we don't need fast food.
Exactly.
You know,
Eat as close to nature as possible. Well, we've got a couple of callers that I'd like to get in, but I want to be really sure. So can you give us just a snippet or at least something, because I'm certainly interested in this, foods that I can eat that are really good for the body that don't create inflammation?
Yes. We were speaking before the break about wild salmon versus farm salmon. And the difference, there's a lot of differences in the two. Wild salmon, again, we're eating as close to the earth as possible. They're in the ocean, in their natural environment, eating their natural diet, which is they really feed on krill. And that's what makes, krill is red, it's like a shrimp. And that is very high in omega-3s. That's what gives salmon that beautiful pink color. Whereas if you are buying farm salmon, they actually use dye. Because salmon are white.
Exactly.
They are not pink. Yeah, I don't know about you, but something about eating white salmon, I mean, it's just, I'll eat halibut, but that's because it's supposed to be white. So I'm not going to eat white salmon.
Yeah, there's something a little bit that would not be, easy on the eyes if you had a piece of salmon that looked like it had anemia.
It doesn't appeal at all. And the thing about wild salmon, too, is because they're fed their natural diet, they have a very high omega-3 profile, which is really what we want to focus on. In our daily diet, everything has those omega-6s. If we're eating anything out of a box, a can, a carton, guaranteed it's going to have omega-6s. So we really need those omega-3s from wild salmon. Farm salmon doesn't have that because guess what they're feeding the farm salmon? Corn
are we doing
and soy?
I was going to say, are we doing corn and soy again, huh?
Yes, corn and soy, those omega-6 pro-inflammatory compounds. So that is really the big difference. And if you don't have wild salmon in your area, like they don't have it at your market, or you can't get it easily, they do have wild salmon in a can, you know? So mm-hmm. it's also more economical to buy it in the can. You use it just like you would use tuna. I make my own mayo now. I make it out of avocado oil and olive oil in the blender. It takes about 5 minutes. I think that recipe is on my Facebook page. Mix your homemade mayo with your canned wild salmon, and that's a great anti-inflammatory protein source. And then, you know, turmeric, which the Indians have used in their cooking forever, that beautiful yellow spice, mm-hmm. is delicious. I love making that with tuna salad. I make like a curry tuna salad. Add in your turmeric powder. It's delicious. You can make a curry with that wonderful coconut milk. We were talking about the benefits of coconut earlier. So turmeric, wild salmon, those are great anti-inflammatory foods. Green tea that we mentioned earlier, many benefits, as well as metabolism and anti-inflammatory properties. Grass-fed beef, again, has that high omega-3 profile. And there's several companies that will sell online grass-fed beef, because believe it or not, here in Los Angeles, I have a very difficult time finding grass-fed beef. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what some of the other cities are also having difficulty. But you can order, like, U.S. Wellness Meat. There are many websites that offer grass-fed beef that they will ship right to your home, which is fantastic. That's one of my favorites. Olive oil, as we spoke about, just don't heat it. You know, you want to use it. If you do heat it, it's a very low heat. It's not mm-hmm. your saute frying oil at all. All, of course, the dark leafy green vegetables. I can't eat enough of those. Those are great for many of our B vitamins, fiber, and anti-inflammatory. Broccoli, we were talking about earlier, all those cruciferous vegetables, Brussels sprouts, there's a recipe in the book for Brussels sprouts, the way I make them, I love Brussels sprouts. I never ate them growing up in North Carolina for some reason, we didn't eat them, but it's my favorite. It quickly became my favorite vegetable, and I'll saute them, I'll roast them. Roasting mm-hmm. a big pan of veggies, you know, at night at dinner is a great way to not spend a lot of time in the kitchen. You can roast your broccoli, cauliflower, your sweet potatoes, your Brussels sprouts, all on one giant pan, and you have enough veggies for the next day for everyone to have veggies again. So
absolutely.
These are things that I like to do, like, you know, cutting time, but also providing great nutrition and anti-inflammatory meals. You know, that's the secret. That's really what we all want to do, and so I help provide tools to make it easy for you to do that.
Well, that is really...
blueberries. Everyone loves blue. I don't know people that don't like blueberries. Great. Again, it's the flavonoids. We're talking about a lot of color here, right? We have the orange,
exactly.
The turmeric. We have the pink and the salmon. We have the blueberries. We have the green. It's like eating a rainbow. It's like that. Those are anti-inflammatory foods. If you think about what's in the store in the middle of the aisles, you know, not on the perimeter of the store, but in the middle, everything's brown or white.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only color you find is on the packaging itself. So I was thinking, I want to jump on and get this one caller that's been so patiently working with us. But I just very quickly I think that maybe what you did is when you grew up, as I did, is that Brussels sprouts were something that my mom used to put in water and boil the daylights out, and the house smelled so bad, and they were so anemic by the time you got them, it's like, I'm not going to eat that. So anyway, let's jump on real quick. We only have a few more minutes, and if that's okay with you, and let's go to Rosalind from South Carolina. Hi, sweetie. Thanks for being patient and hanging on the line. We have a few minutes, and I'd love to take your call.
Thank you. The amount of time I've been on the phone, I've learned so much. I really appreciate the show. I have been having some issues with my neck, and I believe that it was coming from, you know, the way that I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I'll feel, you know, my knee will hurt or my hip will hurt. It seems like it's jumping around.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I got hormone issues too, but I guess that's another call. But
well, one of the things is that, you know, really everything is connected, like that old song, you know, the knee bone's connected, the thigh bone and everything on it. One of the things that I can pick up, and then I'll have Sam jump in very quickly also. One of the things that I pick up is actually, sweetie, what you're experiencing is your body is getting into that wonderful state where it is aging. I hate to always use that word.
Oh, my gosh, my husband said the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, but one of the things is you actually have an old injury that is really down where the cervical vertebrae, the C6 and 7, come in with the thoracic. It's the vertebrae that's about 2 inches below where the neck actually comes and meets the shoulders. And if you go into that area, you actually have an old injury where you either fell and maybe bumped your head as a child or something. And when you sleep, when right now it feels like when you get cold, it feels like there's a connection with temperature and the discomfort. When you get that, it's probably got some itis, maybe some arthritis. I'll let Sam jump in a moment. But then what happens is when that gets turned and tightened, then just think of the mid back becoming turned and tightened, the lumbar part becomes turned and tightened, then the knees become tight, the ankles become tight, the toes are trying to grip for everything it can to keep us straight and upright, and that's why it feels like it's, you know, kind of a moving target with you. The best thing that I would encourage is to do very, very mild stretching, very mild, keep those muscles limber, keep yourself warm, and then Sam, I've got some inflammation, especially in the shoulder. It feels like it might even be bursitis. Again, we're talking inflammation, aren't we?
Yes, and it is that systemic. It's the switch that got turned on, perhaps from that injury that you pick up, Carol, and that switch got stuck. And I would definitely recommend some gut, you know, repair for you. So eliminating the processed foods, really trying to eat more from the earth, as we were speaking of. Even if you can't get grass-fed beef, just, you know, not eating things from a fast food restaurant, preparing your own vegetables, steering clear of those gluten grains that we were speaking of earlier, and dairy. I find dairy to be, especially in cases of arthritis, dairy seems to be a big player in that arthritis and in that inflammation cascade. So I would really encourage you to cut dairy. And they're great substitutes. We use almond milk in the house. That's what my son drinks. We love almond milk. I love coconut milk. You know, it's great to cook with, to thicken sauces or whatever you need. Coconut milk is a great base for that. It's also anti-inflammatory. Try to get in some of that wild salmon, you know, a couple of times a week. Three times would be ideal. Or taking a fish oil supplement again. But I see a lot of that is happening in your gut, and it's what you're eating on, mm-hmm. on a daily basis that's adding to that injury and inflammation cascade. So doing like a 21-day elimination diet where you're not eating dairy, wheat, corn, soy, those types of foods, and really eating a lot of fresh fruit, vegetables, that would be ideal for you.
What about also like doing the curcumin or the turmeric, and from the standpoint of getting that on that as just kind of a process where she can manage that inflammation regularly? That would work also, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and if you don't want to use the spice, you can always get the capsules at the health food store. Turmeric is very affordable, and it's widely available, and any brand of turmeric is usually fine. It doesn't have to be a designer brand. But getting that in, like Carol said, you know, getting on top of the cascade, we're trying to get on top of that wave. And adding in turmeric and fish oil and cleaning your diet a little will go a long way.
Okay. So did that help? That feels like it helped you, sweetie.
Yeah, it does. And I'll go to the website in regards to the hormone stuff.
Good.
Your website out.
Good, because, you know, that is another part of aging. As females, we just kind of go, and so do males, but as females, we started a little bit earlier, I think, in my work, is that we started a little bit earlier. But, you know, all of us have to at some point in time deal with the fact that hormones do change for a variety of reasons. And also, you know, I cannot believe this, Samantha. We are almost out of time, hon. But, you know, we've got to get you back. I'm just going to talk to you and get you back on here because, you know, we're talking about inflammation and a lot of the things that the callers have brought up, but we also have inflammation as far as weight gain. So we're going to have you come back. I invite all of you to please go to Samantha's Facebook page, all the things that she has. Check out her website. go and purchase this new book that is just coming out, The Fatigue Solution. I love the fact that her recipes are very quick. Again, that's part of the process. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. You can listen to this show in the archive starting on Friday. Sam, thank you so much, honey. I'm going to have you back.
Thank you, Carol. I would love to come back anytime.
Sounds good. Well, all of you, have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.